Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, November 19th. State public health officials announced another day of more than 1,000 new cases of coronavirus in South Carolina. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control today confirmed 1,410 new cases with a positive test rate of 14.5%. As of today, 31 out of 42 counties are reporting high rates of disease transmission. Statewide, more than 189,000 people have contracted the virus. 3,924 have died. In other news, leaders in the state's largest school district say they may have to switch back to e-learning if cases continue to rise in the region. Greenville County School Superintendent Dr. Burke Royster tells the Greenville News that the county is not planning on going back to online learning, but that it would be irresponsible for the district not to prepare for the possibility given the current trend. DHEC classifies Greenville County as having a high rate of coronavirus cases, with more than 540 cases per 100,000 people and a positive test rate near 20% over a two-week period. Tens of thousands of South Carolinians continue to rely on federal benefits that will run out by the end of the year unless Congress acts. According to the United States Department of Labor, more than 180,000 people withdrew a jobless benefit through the end of October, the most recent date with comprehensive data. Of that pool, about 133,000 relied on federal programs meant for contract and gig workers or people who had exhausted their 20 weeks of state unemployment benefits. A new deal will make Columbia a hub for COVID-19 vaccine distribution in South Carolina. Columbia-based Right Dose Corporation today announced it has been selected as a subcontractor of Connecticut-based medical tech company Apicheck to produce single-dosed, pre-filled syringes for vaccines in the Midlands. The federal government has teamed up with Clemson University to fight an invasive insect that's destroying trees across the Lowcountry. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen explains.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the Asian longhorn beetle, native to China and Korea, turned up in trees in Charleston County earlier this year. They're less than 5 centimeters long, black with white spots, and can kill trees once infested. Researchers at Clemson University have identified more than 3,000 infested trees in Charleston, Hollywood, Ravenel, and Johns Island. Those trees will have to be removed or chemically treated. The longhorn beetle has also been found in Ohio, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.
And tire manufacturer Michelin North America plans to invest up to $175 million in equipment at its facilities in two upstate counties. Company spokeswoman Megan Bagwell says $75 million will be directed to the company's facilities in Spartanburg County, while the other $120 million will go towards facilities in Greenville County. The investment will take place over the next 5 to 7 years. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.